When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1088, When You Die, Reflections on Legacy, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. Hello, everybody, and happy middle of the week. I hope you're moving along as well as can be expected, and that our episode today helps you not just push through the rest, but be excited about the rest. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and today I've got an article for you that's all about contemplating your own death. Might sound a little too heavy, but this one is absolutely wonderful, and you're going to have to trust me. So, with all that being said, let's get into this post now and start optimizing your life. When You Die, Reflections on Legacy, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. Most of us don't think about our own death, much less the legacy we might leave. Maybe when we attend a funeral, we ponder what will be said at our own, or when a friend or family member is diagnosed with a terminal illness, we wonder what we would do or how we would feel in the same circumstance. These moments remind us of our mortality, of our fragility as humans. But if you were caught thinking about dying or your own funeral, you might be called morbid. I'd like to challenge that. These moments spent pondering our death have the power to shape the rest of our lives. These are the moments that, if we choose them, can propel us to leave a powerful legacy. These moments ask us to wake up and think about what we are doing with our lives right now. Bronnie Ware's experience in palliative care inspired her to write the book that tells the stories of hundreds of people and their regrets as they lay waiting to die. The top five regrets she bore witness to were, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. I wish I hadn't worked so much. I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And I wish that I had let myself be happier. The things that don't matter. Simplifying my life and dabbling in minimalism has made me realize that the majority of the things I thought mattered for the last almost four decades don't actually matter at all. Things like doing what other people think I should do, how much I weigh, how far or fast I can run, whether my house is immaculate and ready for visitors at a moment's notice, if I'm wearing the current fashion, if I have the current on-trend homeware, the fact that I downgraded from a PhD to a master's degree. These things do not matter. They are not forming part of my legacy, and the sooner I wake up to this, the better. These things are holding me back from what does matter. The truth is, they are holding me back from leaving a legacy. Maybe for you, it's been things like the letters at the start or end of your name, the price of the car you just bought, your career, your SAT scores, your bank balance, the size of your house, how many extracurricular activities your kids are enrolled in. What really matters? What will matter to the people I love and those I connect with are the unspoken, intangible things. It will matter that I wiped my kids' noses and kissed their boo-boos every time they fell, or that I smiled at the checkout girl and asked her how her day was going. It will matter that I took the time to pass a family recipe on to someone else. And it will matter that I made someone feel welcome. My time and your time and how we spend it will matter, not the things we leave behind. Being present for all of our remaining days. Perhaps one of the biggest lessons we can learn from our mortality and fragility is to be present in every moment. I don't want to die full of anxiety about the future or regrets about the past. I want to have lived fully in each moment, ensuring that my brain is ready and able to capture and download memories for its filing drawer. Most of the time, I live in a future state. I'm a task-oriented person, so I'm always thinking of what's next on the list. I'm also constantly trying to predict the future and mitigate possible outcomes. Like yesterday, a rainy day, home alone with the kids, I spent a good couple of hours trying to anticipate who would start the next fight and how I could stop it. I was trying to clean the house and prepare for dinner and the next working week. When I finally gave up, because we all know trying to clean your house with the kids home is fruitless, I decided to really give up. Laying in my kids' teepee with my 4-year-old reading books, I knew in an instant that these moments spent with her will be what she remembers when I'm gone. Not that the floor was vacuumed, and not that dinner was ready when she was hungry, or that the next fight between siblings was anticipated correctly and avoided. It will matter that I took time to be present with her, in the moment. This is what matters. People, connection, moments. Is there something you can do today to choose these things over work, belongings, and money? And is there something you can do to live more fully in the present today? You just listened to the post titled, When You Die, Reflections on Legacy, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. And I absolutely love this post from Emma. Anyone who knows me personally, which is all but maybe 5 of you, depending on how many of my friends are lying to me about listening, anyone who knows me knows that I am constantly touting this and going off about how thinking about death is like the best thing we can do for ourselves. I agree that there is so much value in it and so much perspective to be brought from it. But ultimately, it will come down to our value systems. So Emma has spoken to what are common and healthy aspects of life, but many people listening might not believe in them the way that she does or I do. So I do think a great prerequisite for this kind of work is examining your values, where they currently stand, and if they're disjointed from what Bronnie Ware's patients were saying, then why that might be. Also consider the ways in which you live your values, because there can be some crossover. For example, Emma listed career as something that would not matter, but I would disagree with that if your career is really meaningful and you believe in how it gives back to the community. So it's really all coming down to meaning, purpose, and how it's relayed. And if you haven't read Bronnie's article, Regrets of the Dying, go do it. It is my personal favorite article, and it has had tremendous influence over me personally. That is going to do it for today, though, everybody. Thanks a lot for being here with me today, and if you like parenting content, be sure to come on back tomorrow as we cover parenting stuff on Thursdays and Fridays, and this week will actually be a 2-part article. So, again, come back for that tomorrow. I hope to see you there, where your optimal life awaits.